What further research is needed to clarify our understanding around food and addiction?
If we want to move away from food addiction and start saying perhaps that what we have here is an eating addiction or an eating related disorder, we need to understand much more about what the characteristics of that are. So we need to be really examining the people who we think fit into that category to see, you know, what it is about the way they interact with food at a sort of psychological or physiological and emotional level. At the moment, the only behavioural addiction which is recognised is compulsive gambling. But now that behavioural addictions have been recognised, it might be that in the future some food-related disorder or addiction could, or eating-related disorder or addiction could potentially be diagnosable, and we really need to understand more about who that applies to, what their characteristics are, for example, and what sorts of interventions we might be able to have available to help those people overcome these problems.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.